Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Bo Marchant, and today we're joined with Sidney Glover, the defensive back for the West Virginia Mountaineers, one of the top guys entering the season for a very strong defense in the Big East. It's going to be by West Virginia. Before we get into it, Sidney, I mean, you're from Warren G. Harding, a football powerhouse, Joey Browner, Corey Stringer, Maurice Claret, Mario Manningham, the list goes on, and you're one of those young men. I mean, looking back at it, I mean, what's it like for playing such a, you know, in such a storied, rich tradition, you know, in a high school football program?
Man, it was a blessing for me. You know, I got to, I got seen like I wanted to be, and, you know, I just got to showcase on a bigger stage than most high school, you know, high school players. You know, everybody know my school, where I go, and it was just great, you know. And then a lot of them guys, being from there, they always come back, you know, teach, give a little bit, and you can always, they only a phone call away, and they make that easier for us to contact them and talk to them, and, you know, and just, you know, they set the tone for me. You know, I'm just glad I went there, and it was great for me.
Nice. And, you know, I mean, can you believe, you know, high school's over with, you know, now you're, you know, you're a senior at West Virginia. Has it really gone by that fast?
Yeah, it really has. And, you know what, and I'm just really excited about this season coming up, and everything worked out. And, you know, I'm about to graduate soon, so everything worked out for me, but it really has gone real fast.
Nice.
I can't believe I'm here right now.
Nice. When do you get to graduate?
I graduated in December.
Oh, great. Fantastic. And what's the major in?
Business.
Nice. Nice. And so, I mean, managing that and, you know, the football has to be, you know, that dual ability to do both. Long days, huh?
Of course. I'm still at the stadium now. we have on a 7-on-7 right now. I took the moment off from another group going. I'm talking to y'all, but yeah, I'm here right now. I've been here. I got here around 9 to do some homework, didn't really leave, and then I started my workout, and I'm still here today, right now.
So we could say on location at West Virginia practice with Sidney Glover.
Right. Right.
Excellent. So, I mean, you guys finished tied for second last year in the Big East. A great year. You upset Pitt, and then a very close game. I think it was, what, 24-21 to Cincinnati. You know, you guys almost had them beat. So, I mean, the talent's there. And like I said, I mean, you return, you know, a great amount of starters. The defense is stacked. I mean, your expectations going forward, I mean, you know, what's the realistic goal that you guys want, you know, to come out of this year?
We definitely want to win the Big East. You know, we want to handle our conference first and win the Big East, and then, you know, whatever happens after that, we'll deal with that down the road, but we really want to win our conference, and that's what we, that's our goal, that's our first goal this year.
Nice, and, I mean, you know, you got, I think, 4 Big East games at home. I mean, at the end of the year, you travel to Pitt, you know, but you got LSU on the road. I mean, looking at some of the games, I mean, what are the, you know, I mean, every game's important, but what games kind of stand out in your mind right now?
Really, everybody know LSU, of course, because that's the SEC, and to be considered a powerhouse and really compete and get noticed like we want to, you got to beat some of the best teams, and if LSU considered one of the best, we get a chance to play them, we want to take care of them.
Nice, and you know, for the people listening out there, once again, Sidney Glover, West Virginia Mountaineer defensive back, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Sidney, I mean, looking at the team, I mean, Noel Devine, one of the top running backs in the nation. I mean, what's it like going up against, you know, him in practice every day?
Not just him, a lot of the talent we have on offense. To me, I figure I get great work at practice. You know, I come in every day prepared to practice, and, you know, if I work hard and I go against these guys, you know, I can definitely get better, you know, with the weapons we have on offense. I feel like if you can stop them, you can stop anybody, you know what I'm saying? So I compete with Noel sometimes when he's in the slot receiver, and I figure if I can cover him, that's as quick as it's almost as going to get. You know, I mean, very explosive. So, you know, I just try to work against him, and I know if I can keep up with him, I can cover a lot of people out there.
So Noel, he's definitely one of the quickest guys out there?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
How about when it comes to other guys you've seen on the field? I mean, is he one of the quickest, period, in all of that you've gone up against?
He probably is the quickest running back I've ever seen.
Nice.
Ever. That's high school, my 3-4 years here in college, the quickest I've ever seen. And that's like people really ask me, when I go home or whenever I see him, is he really that quick and that fast? And yes, he really is. He really is.
Nice. And how about teammates? I mean, you know, you got Robert Sands, you know, Hogan's out there. I mean, a lot of talented guys. I mean, you know, when you're just kicking it with teammates, who are you most likely to be hanging out with?
I hang out with our linebacker a lot. Me and Rob, our relationship done got real close, and me and Rob hang out a lot. We were home last Monday at had some camps for some kids. But so me and him done got close, and we hoping to be the best safety tandem out there. But I spent a lot of time with my linebacker boy, J.T. Thomas, number 30.
Nice. And, you know, for you, I mean, mentors, you know, prior to you, you know, kind of getting your feet wet and, you know, getting into the role of, a starter in the defense. I mean, who are some of the guys that mentored you, kind of, you know, showed you the way, you know, when you first got to West Virginia?
I really looked up to Eric Wicks and Ryan Mundy. Ryan Mundy is, he was with the Steelers last year. I believe he's still here. I really looked up to them, you know, just, I love the game, so I respect those who do it and who, you know, ahead of me and things like that. So I really look up to them, and I really just, now I'm a senior, so I'm trying to do the same thing. We got Michael Dorsey is here from my high school, from Warren G. Harding. He's an incoming freshman. He just got here this summer, so now I'm in a position to do the same thing for him. And before I get out of here, my last senior, I just want to mentor him and, you know, get him all the advice I can.
You know, and Sydney, I mean, going on 7-7 drills today, I mean, you know, everything that you do now, knowing that, you know, it's basically your last year of college football, I mean, do you kind of take it all in a little different or do things anything different?
Everything is done different as a senior to me, especially for somebody who's really trying to get to the NFL. That's always been a dream of mine. And even last year as a junior, and I even talked to my teammates about it, we got a great senior class, but even as juniors, we thought that we were really working hard and really trying to, you know what I mean, win every single game. But it's almost a different mindset as a senior that you don't have unless you're really a senior.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And we even tell the younger guys that we understand they're going to work hard and want to win and help us. But our mindset is totally different as a senior. And I don't think theirs will be there until they're seniors.
Nice. And, you know, so much was made with Rich Rodriguez leaving for Michigan. I mean, I know the West Virginia fans, you know, there in Morgantown were kind of upset. I mean, you know, it was a big letdown. But, you know, Bill Stewart comes in. I mean, the team kind of doesn't miss a beat. I mean, you guys are successful 9-4 last year. You guys are looking even better heading into this season. You know, in your opinion, I mean, because he had a kind of quieted, not so much the critics, but did he kind of make this fan base happy and appreciate what they have now?
I believe he has. You know, and you look at our season the last 2 years, we had 4 losses, but two out of the four could have gone either way. You know, a close one with Cincinnati this year. We had a close one with Pitt 2 years ago, when this year it just happened to go our way this year. Another close one, but we was on the winning side this past year, but we weren't 2 years ago. You know what I mean? So Coach Stu really stays on us. Everybody believes he's kind of too nice to us, and our strength coach is too nice, when that's really not the case. They do treat us like men, which we appreciate, but they own us hard, more than, I don't know, anybody, any other coach, I think, just because they do hear the rumors that, like, we underdogs, and you know what, they let us know that daily, so.
Nice.
They be on our cases about that.
Nice. Once again, Sydney Glover, West Virginia Mountaineer, joining us here on the show. For the people who are, you know, Mountaineer fans that, you know, want to hear some Mountaineer talk, I mean, in the locker room, who's the guy that's going to stand up and kind of lead the team? Who's that Ray Lewis type fiery guy in the locker room?
I don't really know. I really can't pick one, because there's so many seniors that everybody wants to lead. You know what I mean? So
okay.
It's a lot of leaders in this senior class, a lot of guys who are used to being leaders, vocal guys. But so I really can't pick one. But it's a lot of us seniors who are really hungry and really want to, who are really preparing to win this year.
Nice. And how about some guys that might be stepping up to the forefront of West Virginia football that, you know, really aren't a household name yet? I mean, who might take that leap entering this season?
Ivan McCartney. Look for Ivan McCartney. Ivan McCartney is a freshman receiver just coming in. He'll be wearing number 5.
Nice.
He'll be wearing number 5, Pat White's number. So that's going to be a shocker for people to see. But look for him to step in and do something special at wide receiver as a true freshman.
Nice. And, you know, Sydney, some fun stuff before we let you go. We kind of call it locker room talk. They're just kind of some simple fun questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Who's the funniest nickname on the team and why?
Let me see. Oh, our linebacker, Anthony Leonard. His nickname is Robob. Robob. Wherever wherever that came from, we don't know. But he got it from at home, and we just starting to figure it out. He a senior, he in the C flat. We just figured that out because we seen it on Facebook, but it's Robom. For whatever reason, it's Robom.
That's excellent. And, I mean, looking at your Big East opponents, I mean, if you could, you know, win the Big East, I mean, and go, you know, go on, what bowl game, I mean, you know, I mean, everything, I mean, looking at all the guys, I mean, who does the team, do you think the team really wants to beat the Big East the most?
Who we want to play the most?
Yeah, in the Big East. I mean, who you really getting a good, you know?
In the Big East, who we want to play the most? We really want to shout at Cincinnati and Pitt. You know, Cincinnati has won it the last 2 years, so of course we want to take out Cincinnati.
Nice. And for you, Sydney, on a personal level, I mean, is there any personal goals for you this season?
Nah, not really. I really try not to think about it. Just
okay.
You know, work hard daily, and I think everything else is going to take care of itself.
Nice. It's excellent. Well, hey, we'd love to touch base with you as the, you know, college season. 44 days, man. You guys are going to be kicking off against Coastal Carolina. I mean, can you believe it?
Of course. I know. We report to camp August 6th, and then it's just going to be downhill from there.
Nice. Well, hey, Sydney, stay healthy, stay focused. Best of luck in class and on the field. And when, like I said, go Mountaineers for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. That's Sydney Glover, the West Virginia Mountaineer, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Like I said, the West Virginia finished tied for second last year in the Big East. Sydney had 60 tackles. I think he was tied for third with two interceptions on the team. But, you know, he has that senior starter role in-house, and they're going to return a lot of defense, considered one of the top defenses in the Big East, West Virginia has. And, like I said, an explosive offense. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Once again, I appreciate you guys taking some time listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.